Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Memtes, Avodah Zarah 49b, pagination is 98. We'll start at the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Continuing on the topic of the Asherah tree, a tree that is worshipped as an idol, and therefore benefit from it is forbidden. Says the Mishnah, Nata mimeno eitzim. If a person took wood from the Asherah tree, asurim bahanah, they are forbidden in benefit. You're not allowed to use it. Hisik b'enes atanur, if you fueled the fire of the oven with it, imchadosh yutats. If it's a new oven, so it's actually forming the oven properly, you would have to break the oven. You just created benefit in the oven. V'im yashan, but if it's an old oven, so you didn't create the oven. The oven has been here. Yutzan, you just have to cool it down. You can't use and benefit from the heat that was generated from that wood burning. Afa bo'es hapas, if you already baked bread in that oven that was fueled with the forbidden wood, asura bahana, it's forbidden in benefit. Nisarva ba'acheros, if it got mixed in with others. Kulan asoras bahana, the first opinion says, it's all forbidden. Very serious. It's the presence of avodah zarah, of idol worship. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Rabbi Lozer says, it's not so intense. Yolechana liyam hamelach, just make sure that you don't have benefit from the idol worship benefit. So take that value and take it to the Yam HaMelech, take it to the Dead Sea, dump it there in a way that no one will benefit from that value, and you could use the mixture. Amru lo, and they responded again, Ein pidyon l'avodas kochavim. You can't do redemptions like that, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that you could, and that the intensity of this prohibition will not extend to the mixture. Likewise, the Mishnah continues, not alemeno karkur. If a person took a specific piece of wood from it, he's going to use for the weaving process. Aser bahana, not allowed to use it. Oreg boas habeged, if you already wove a garment, aser bahana, the garment is forbidden. Nisariv ba'acherim. Ba'acherim ba'acherim. If the garment you made got mixed in with others, and those got mixed in with something else. Kulan asurin ba'ana. Everything is forbidden. It's a presence of avodah zarah, and the mixtures are handled very intensely. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolechana liyam hamelach, just take the benefit for the one garment that was made in the prohibited way. Just take that amount, take it to the Yam HaMelech, dump it. No one should benefit from what happened, and it's not going to forbid everything that's going on here. Amru lo, they said to him, Ein pidyon l'avodas kochavim. You can't do redemption. And that's the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Gemara tells us, utzricho, and we need both cases, the case of the oven that's being fueled by the forbidden wood, and you made bread and the bread got mixed in. And we need the second case where it's the utensil that's crafting, that's weaving the garment, and the garment got mixed in with other garments. In both cases, Rabbi Eliezer says that you just have to make sure not to get benefit from what happened, and you'd be allowed to use the items in the mixture. Utzricha, you need both cases. De'iash me'inan kamaisa, if I was only told the first case, the case of the baking bread, b'hakam Rabbi Eliezer, I understand Rabbi Eliezer's position a little bit better, mishum de'be'idna de'kagam rapas, kalila le'isura, because as the bread is being baked, the prohibition is getting burnt up. Aval karkur, but by the weaving case, the utensil, de'ise le'isura be'enei, the prohibition remains. It's still here. Ema modi l'rabbanon, I would think that maybe he agrees to the rabbanon that we should forbid. Comes along the Mishnah and gives us both cases. It's very clear to us that Rabbi Eliezer takes this position that once it gets mixed in, you do not have to prohibit the mixture. The Gemara tells us, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and the mixture is going to be permitted once you have gotten rid of that amount of the benefit and destroyed it. The explanation over here is attributed to an expression called ze vaze goreim. When you have two things causing the creation of something, we paskin is mutter, that's going to be permitted. The Rambam gives another case, just as an example. A person planted vegetables in the shade of such a forbidden tree. So the ground, which causes the nutrition, is not forbidden. It's an issue with the shade. And because it's multiple things causing the success of the item that we're dealing with, it's going to be permitted. Obviously, this is a complex type of consideration, but in terms of the halachas that we just learned in the Mishnah, indeed, that's the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Kuf Mem Beis, like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Natami Menu Karkur in Kuf Mem Beis Gimel. If you took this utensil from the tree and you made a garment, it's going to be forbidden in benefit, but if it mixed with others, yolich demayoso habeged liyam hamelach, the value of the one garment, which is now not identifiable, but I know how much the garment is worth, I have to destroy that amount of value. Likewise, in Sif Dalid, notam imeno etzim, if you took wood from the Asherah tree, it's forbidden in benefit. If you made a fire in a tanur, in an oven, you're going to have to cool it down, and then you're going to be able to heat it up with kosher wood, regular wood. But if you didn't, and you baked in the forbidden heat coming from this forbidden wood, so the bread is forbidden, but if it got mixed in, once again, like Rabbi Eliezer, Yoluch may also have passed Liam HaMelach, just take the value of the forbidden bread and destroy it, and basically the mixture is going to be permitted. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.